Freestyle Friday. I'm out of coffee. What up? Good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday. Coming to you for Freestyle Friday on the Distraction Network. It is 2025. This is my first live conversation with you guys this year. So Black History Month, I usually come on and I talk to you guys about people for Black History. I like to bring up like Robert Smalls, Harriet Tubman. I like to remind you guys that Harriet Tubman is the most American that has ever breathed on this earth. She sacrificed her life to make sure all minorities that she came across could live the American dream. She even served for the army as a woman. Let her revolt, blah, 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 blah. This year, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Why? Why, you ask? Because if you're paying any type of attention, we have a White House that is very corrupt. And in this White House, we have a lot of hate towards minorities. So that's a lot of hate towards half the people in America. So what I'm going to do for this Black History Month is we're going to talk about things that affect us as Black people. I was trying to include people of color in Black and just start saying people of color because it brings us all together as one. But what I started realizing is, especially last year, being a person of color don't make you go through the same things that we go through. All skin folk ain't kin folk. Being a person of color don't actually make you struggle the same as I do. They practice something called whitening of the race and try to blend in with white people. So I'm not including those people. Not anymore. So what I want to do today is I'm going to come back from this little quick commercial break, and we're going to discuss DEI. Why is it so important? What they're going to do about it, and how it's going to affect them. And by them, you know who I mean.
Another interesting fact is I am 10/16 Black.
What?
Not 16/16. I mean, I look like it, but no, just 10/16. The rest of the breakdown is 2/16 Indian, 2/16 Southern, 1/16 Christian, and 1/14 Mexican. I know you like, why is it 1/14 and not 1/16? But it was this guy that broke it down for me, like it was some type of algebraic adjective or some shit. I feel like he was a scientist, but he probably worked at a museum or for like ancestry.com or some shit. But he broke it down for me and told me that. And then, like, this real doctor, like, this actual doctor confirmed it. Because he said that I was 2 eye hairs short of an eyelash. So I think that's why I'm 1/14 Mexican instead of 1/16. But anyway, next question.
All right, guys. So let's start out by the definition, right? DEI. We'll just talk about what it stands for. Is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Basically, what it means is this opens the door to give companies the opportunity to invest in minorities. By minorities, I mean not only Black. The main beneficiary to DEI is white women. So not only Black, not only women, but handicapped personnel. So it includes little people that need accessories to be able to work in a place. So wheelchair ramps, elevators because they can't walk upstairs due to weight issues. So it's a rule saying, hey, y'all need to hire these type of people. What a lot of people don't understand is being a person of color, or being black, because I'm talking about being black today. I'm going to use myself as an example. I have 3 degrees, 26 years of experience in my job, and I'm only 42. When I'm hired into a job, I can almost guarantee you my peers, more than half of my peers, because I work in the IT field, are going to be white. More than half of my peers are going to have less education, less experience than me. And more than half of my peers are going to be paid around the same amount as me. And by that, I mean maybe a couple of thousands below, maybe a couple of thousands above. And there are going to be a few of them that's getting way more than me. Out of those half of my peers. So I'm in a point now where you cannot tell me that education doesn't matter in my field. For me, you cannot tell me experience doesn't matter because I have both. You cannot tell me I need certifications. I got them. On paper, when you see my name, you see my qualifications, I would not be a DEI hire, right? However, without the rules of DEI, I might not be in these places that I am. Because even though I'm more qualified than most of the people I work with, usually I'm more qualified than my boss, they still would open the door for people like me if they didn't have to. I am not a beneficiary of DEI in the sense of I'm underqualified, but I actually got a job, because that does not happen for black people. The only unqualified people that actually get jobs in these fields are white people, and usually white women and white men. For people of color and for black people, you have to be overqualified in order to fit a position. Even with DEI there. Because again, the biggest beneficiary of DEI is white women. Don't follow up on all these arguments with DEI. People my age, I'm in my 40s, and people my age already know that when it comes down to it, if you're going to be sitting in the seat, you need more experience than the seat that you're sitting into as a black person. Not so much for white people. You could just, if they know you well and they like you, you'll get in that seat because they know that someone else is going to come by and do the work for you. Probably a black person. In my field, we know who the fuck ups are, and they're not the DEI hires. They are who we call the DEI hires. Black people, we call certain people DEI hires. Nepotism hires are DEI hires to black people, because we know that the people that's there are not qualified to be where they at. For the most part, I do know a whole company right now. My wife works for a whole company that makes sure that nepotism, even though it happens, they're not getting a job just because they are part of that company. Or they're not getting a job just because they was born to the owners of the company. So it's not a bloodline thing to get a certain position. They're still going to benefit, but they're not going to work at the company if they don't deserve it. And like LeBron James, black people do it too. LeBron had a big say in where his son is right now, playing right beside him. So I'm not saying that nepotism is bad. What I'm saying is pretending like there's a whole group of people who only get into places because they are black and they don't deserve those places. It's kind of fucked up for a government to do when they know that in almost every single case of barrier breaking, gates opening, it's the so-called DEI people that's doing it, that they call DEI. Because again, we call DEI the nepotism babies. Because the nepotism babies, the reason why there's not a lot of education in IT, and they started trying to say that they respect experience over education, it's because most of the first generation IT hires in companies was the nephew, the little cousin, the son of the owners. So they didn't have education for IT. However, as education started getting built around IT, the education is where everyone wants to go. But since they look into the education field and see that, it's a lot of minorities up in IT. And since that is happening, they're trying not to value the education over the experience. However, in every single job field now, even though they don't value the education, they say they don't value the education when it comes to being hired. Once you get hired, what you're trying to do is go into all of these forms and go into all these regulations that's built and the education is premised upon. Go figure. So anyway, that's all that I have. I'm keeping these short now. If you want to find anything that I do, it's at www.distractionnetwork.com. Basically check that out because this year a lot is changing. I'm not going to get into it right now. I give it to you when it comes. But a lot is changing on my network this year. So until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.